This week we have two parashas, parashas Achrei Mois and Kedoshim, a double parasha. A lot of mitzvahs in each parasha by themselves. If you combine them, the question is, what are we going to focus on? Which specific mitzvah are we going to focus on? So if we start in parashas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tesvav, the Pasuk says in Perek Yutes, Parashas Kedoshim, Pasuk Tezvav, Loisasu avel b'mishpat, Loisiso p'nei dol, Loisedar p'nei godol, V'tzedek tishpat amisecho. We have the psukim here of doing proper justice for the from the dayan. There are specific details. This is not our topic today. Then the Pasuk continues, the Torah continues, Loisedech Rachel ba'amecho. This is the pasuk discusses not to be a talebearer. Don't speak rechilas. Loisamoid al dam reyecho. Don't stand by your brother's blood. Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. Pasuk et zayin. Loisisno es achicha bilvavecho. Don't hate your brother bilvavecho in your heart. And the pasuk continues. Hoicheach toicheach. As amisecho, leisis alav chait. Not everybody's familiar with the last part of this pasuk. Just v'derech melitza is a little of a joke, but there's some serious to it. People are familiar with hoicheach toicheach as amisecho to give toichacha. Toichacha does not mean to scream at someone. Toichacha means from the word hoichacha, to prove to him. So when proving, when giving the proper rebuke, one has to be careful. The Torah tells us that even though someone's doing something incorrectly, we have to make sure that when we educate the person, and it's called education, to educate the person to do things properly, the one who is giving the education, he should make sure he does not get a chait by doing it incorrectly. That's not for today as well. Then the Torah continues about revenge. We have a lot of these mitzvahs ben olam mechavero, as well as the making sure that person is a proper judge, making sure there's no lashon hara, rechilos, as we just discussed, not to hate the person in one's heart. Now we have don't take revenge. Mitzvahs ben olam mechavero. Loisikim loisitar es b'nei amecho, v'haftil reicha kamoicha. Love l'reyacha kamoicha, your friend like yourself. Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. Then the parasha continues, es chuko yisai tishmeiru v'hentecho loisarbiya kilayim sodcha loisizra kilayim. Obeged kilayim shatnez loyale olecha. Three different aspects of kilayim, of shatnez, of not mixing different things that should not be mixed together. Now, if we take a look at the hemshech, the continuation of the psukim that we started with, we made just a left turn just now, or a right turn, every turn you want. We would have been discussing mitzvah ben adam lechavero. All of a sudden, we now start discussing mitzvahs ben adam l'makom. We discussed in the beginning of this aliyah over here, as it's divided up in pasuk tesvav, leisasu avo b'mishpat. We're talking about when it comes to a dayanim and leisisa pnei dov, leisedep pnei gadol, but sedek tishma misecha. Make sure that the justice is done correctly. Also, make sure a person doesn't go from one person and say, you know what I just heard about that person? You won't believe it. You know what he said about you? Ani Hashem. I am Hashem. I'm aware of everything that's taking place. Rashi says, Ani Hashem, Nemun l'shalim schar v'nemun l'poraya. I am Hashem, the same Hashem that will give reward and the same Hashem that hears what's going on and will punish as well. Now, no one knows what's in a person's heart. No one knows what's in someone besides Hashem. Hashem is the same. Ani Hashem. Hashem knows what's in his heart. Why is it? Just let the Torah say, Lois Sisnes Achicha. What is it? Bilvavecha. You know why it's Bilvavecha? I believe the Rambam explains, because when a person thinks he has a good friendship with someone, and before you know it, it's that same person who stabs a person in the back. It's very painful. Lois Sisnes Achicha Bilvavecha. We have to know where the people are holding. Hacheich Tachiyah Samisecha Lois Sisa Lavcheit. And then we come to Laisikim Laisitar, revenge, all Beinadam Chaveiroi. And then, just out of the blue, I have a blue bookmark here. Eschu Koisai Tishmoiru, my chukim you should guard. Behem Techol Eisar Bia Kalayim, Sodchol Eisizra Kalayim, Ubeged Kalayim Shanez Layala Lecha. And then it seems like next Pasuk Chof, Vishki Yishkav es Isha Shikha Zara Vishivcha Nechref es Isha Havdei Lai Nifdasa Lai Chuvsho Lai Nitan La Vikaris Tia Lai Yumsu Ki Lai Chuvasha. It seems like it goes back to Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi in regards to relationship with other people. So in the middle of these psukim, it seems like we have a mitzvah Bein Adam L'Makom, which we know Kelayim is not to wear shadnez, or not to take animals and to mix breed. We have to know exactly the details when they apply. That's not for today. What is this pasuk seemingly out of place doing with the mitzvahs ben adam l'chaveiro? Let's first take a look at some midrashim on this pasuk, to understand what is this pasuk referring to. Sadcha leisizer kalayim. Sadcha, when you regards to your field, one of the three parts of this pasuk, leisizer kalayim, you should not plant kalayim. What is kalayim? Kalayim is when you have different types of vegetation that should not be mixed. Once again, we're not discussing which and what and so on and so forth for today. Now, what type of mitzvahs is shatnez, is kelayim? Falls under the category we call the chukim. Falls under the category of chukim. And that's how the pasuk begins, es chukosai tishmeiru. Before we see this magis, we'll take a quick look at Rashi. Rashi says, Ve'ilu hein, what are the chukim? Rashi says, Behemtecho loisar bi'a kalayim. Don't mix the animals that are not supposed to be, or different types with each other. Chukim elu gezeiris melech. She'ein tam ledavar. We know that the chukim, they are the decree of the king. Ein tam ledavar, there is no reason for the chukim. In the next few minutes, we're going to discuss some of the reasons for Kelayim. So please don't leave and say, what am I doing? I'm disagreeing with Rashi? That's not what I'm doing. We're going to suggest from the different Mefarshim some possible human understanding behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what Hashem's intention is. But nonetheless, the category of this mitzvah is of kelayim, of shatnez, of taking wool and linen and mixing those two together. These are chukim. Can we give a possible explanation behind it? Yeah, perhaps, yes. Hopefully we'll walk out with some clarity as to what's going on with this. But at the end of the day, they're chukim, they're not mishpatim. They're in the statutes in the category that we don't understand. Says the Medrash, Lama nesu kalayim. The Medrash says, why is it that kalayim is aser? So Medrash Rabbah says, Rabbi Levi, kol ma'aseyem shel Yisrael muvdalim mi'umus ha'ilam. Our actions, the actions of the Jewish people, have to be different, are different than the nations of the world. V'charishoson uvizriyoson, when we plow, and when we plant, because that's what the Isurim are. You can't take, as the Pasuk says, Lo Sarbia Kilayim, in the field, don't mix the different seeds. Lo Sizra Kilayim, Lo Begit Kilayim, Shanas Lo Yala Alecho, and don't wear the wool and linen. Put it simply, we're not getting into all the specific details once again. Why is this? So Reb Levi is telling us, because we, Klal Yisrael, are different than Ummus Olam. Where is the parasha? Which parasha does the mitzvah of Kalayim fall in? Parasha of Kedoshim. Kedoshim Tiyu, as you heard from Rabbi Ashkenazi this morning. Kedoshim Tiyu should be Kodosh. What is Kodosh? The Ramban? Separate. Muvdalim, you're separate. We are separate. Just want to discuss this concept of being separate for a minute. Yes, the Ramban's pshat, right. Separate can have a connotation of being negative. A person is singled out. He's separate. That's an incorrect understanding and feeling of what we want to express over here. Kedoshim tiyu, and here Reb Levi is telling us, Kol maseim shel Yisrael muvdalim mi'umas ha'olam. If someone gets a knock on the door right now and says, is this your license plate? Is this your car? He says, yeah. He says, well, I accidentally hit it. And here's a check, $50,000. Would we mind that? I mean, the car is worth, what, a few thousand? You get a $50,000 check from the person that hit the car. He's a multi-millionaire, billionaire. He doesn't mind. It's just an example. It's not going to happen. We don't mind being singled out. We don't mind being separated from the rest of this group. That's the separate we're talking about here in Parshas Kedoshim, where the mitzvah of Kelayim that the Reb Levi in the Medrash is telling us, we are separate, we are different than the rest of the Ummus Ha'ilim. We are on a higher Madrega. Says the Pekid Reb Eliezer, Lomu Husaru Yisrael HaShanis, why are we told we cannot take a wool garment and a linen garment and wear the two together? These were the chukim that in the time of Chanukah and other generations as well, that the Greeks would come and say to us, you know, I have a brand new wool and linen jacket. Would you like to try it on? Would you like to keep it? And we would say, no, I can't do that. And they would say, what do you mean you can't do that? You allowed to wear wool? You could wear wool? Yeah. You allowed to wear linen? Yeah. So what's the difference? Why can't you wear the two together? Intellectually, there's no answer to this. Lama huzu yisrael al shadnis. Ela lefi shehevi kayin moisa miacholoi. Kaloyas zera pishtun lekarbon. What did Kayin bring? Kayin, going back to the beginning of creation now. Kayin, he brought flax. Flax is linen. In the old days, when I say old days, I'm saying years ago, you had the esrog was wrapped with that brown, hairy material would get all over your pants and clothing. That's flax. That's flax. That's flax, yeah. Nowadays they use the cushy, the styrofoam types, right? It doesn't get on the clothing as much.
It doesn't have the character of flax.
It doesn't have the character of flax, that's true. Maybe she's making the color of flax. So Kayin brought flax. The heavy hevel mi bechayres soynoi michel behen kivosim shloi nigzas somron. What did hevel bring? Hevel brought the wool. The veshuben karchay mer lefira chamrakosh baruchu al yis arvu minchas kain the hevel yoylam. What was the outcome? The outcome was bloodshed. Kain. The linen, the flax, killed Hevel with the wool. The wool, he brought the wool. Afilu barigas beged chutz mi bigdei kuhuna. Even when, in regards to a garment, they should never come together. We see that in the beginning of creation, Kain and Hevel did not work together. Kain was the farmer, Hevel was the shepherd, the flax and the linen did not mix and do not mix, except for by Big De Kahuna. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, the Tosefta in Kilayim tells us, Lama Nikra Shmai Shanis, why is it called Shanis? Shemelis. What does it mean, Melis? Melis means, is a Tosefta, it's Noitel Umavir Esrachmi Aviv Sheba Shemayim Yolav. It takes away Hashem's mercy. Shanis takes away Hashem's mercy from us. Heyoizvu Oiver Al Mitzvah Shetziva Abari B'Dovar She'en Boi Taiva V'Tshetachrichehu. A person doesn't have desire to wear a garment made out of wool and linen. As I'm saying, this desire. You know, it always gets to me. The 99 cents, the burger, the cheese, and the soda. It's a good price. It's 99 cents. You know, you see the big signs. Less than, get a penny back. Give a dollar, get a penny back. Here, what? There's no taiva for wearing wool and linen. But if Hashem says not to do it, and a person goes ahead and he does it, he takes away Hashem's protection from Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called shadness. The word shadness means to remove. That's what he's telling us. Shadness is to remove. What's being removed? Hashem's protection is being removed. Because we're not listening to the gzeirah, the decree of the king. V'zeh avon gadol, and this is a tremendous aveira. When there's no desire that's pulling the person to do it, and yet he's still going ahead and doing it. Okay. So we start with the fact that Rashi tells us that there is Gezeiras HaMelech. The Midrashim are telling us different answers, different explanations as to why we don't have the Shatnez. We are to be moved or separated from the Umus HaOlam. We are B'nai Malachim. Just like the son of the king, he dresses differently, he acts differently, he goes in different places. We are B'nai Malachim, we are B'nai Hashem. We have to be different from Umus HaOlam. The Ramban tells us as follows. A very, very important Ramban. And part of what we started discussing here this morning was, why is it that this mitzvah seems to be in the middle of the mitzvah ben Adam l'chaveiro? And now this mitzvah of Shanis jumps in the mitzvah of ben Adam l'makom. Now, in a simple explanation, we know that if we just explain, Shatnez is this expression of being removed. Any time a person does the Aveira and Hashem's protection is removed, we don't live in a bubble. It's like the person says the Medrash who was drilling in his cabin, in his boat, in his section of the boat. The captain came down and said to him, "What are you doing?" So the person said back to the captain, "What's your concern? This is my corner of my room that I'm making a little hole in my of the boat." The captain said to him, "Excuse me, don't you realize you make a hole in that section of the boat, the whole boat sinks." That's obviously a very basic medrash to bring a mashal, to bring out the point that we are all together in the same boat. If a person is violating the mitzvah of shatnez, there is that aspect of bein adam lechaveiro, because now Hashem's protection is being removed. And then when we aren't protected, then the tzaras, rachmanu litzlan, tragedies can happen. We don't have Hashem's protection. But as we'll see, there's more to that than just the actual protection. Of the connection between this mitzvah of bein adam lamakom and the mitzvahs that preceded it and are afterwards. But first let's see the Ramban. The Ramban says, we don't have to see it inside, I'll just say some points from it, but if you haven't, you could see a local also Pasuk Yutes. V'hatam b'kilayim. What's the reason for kilayim? Ki Hashem bara haminim b'ilom b'chol balei hanefashos b'tzmachim u'balei nefesh atenua. Hashem created the world, different parts of the world, the living souls, the people, and smachim, and vegetation, and flowers, everything. Very important line in the Ramban. Hashem created the world with the intention that we should continue producing in this world. That we should have children. That there should be offspring. People should have offspring. The vegetation should produce, continue to produce. The animals should continue to produce. And Hashem commanded that what should they produce? The same as they are. An orange should give off to another orange. And we should never change, never deviate. Now, what's the big problem? What happens if we deviate? If we create something that was not there beforehand? What's the problem? And he says, "Vahu sibas hamishkav shenarviya behemos zuim zu lekiyum haminin, kashi yavayu hanoshim al hanoshim lepriyavirivya." That this is the reason why we have animals and we make sure the animals produce, continue to produce, for the same reason that there should be production, offspring in the world, just like by humans as well. Says the Ramban, very powerful words. Ramban says like this. When a person takes different species and he combines them, he takes a horse and a donkey. And what does he produce?
A mule.
Can the mule reproduce? No. A mule is fertile.
Infertile,
thank you. A mule is infertile. A mule cannot reproduce. A person is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, you're lacking something in your world. There's something missing in your world. I'm going to help you fill that void. So what's the big deal? What's the big deal if a person adds something? Isn't it great? Yeah. We have horses, we have donkeys. So you add something else. You add a mule. Just make sure you don't get kicked by one. That's definitely a true point. Sounds like an arrogance where a person says, you know, Hashem, it's hard to say the words, Kivyachol, you missed out on something. And just as a marshal, Lahadil, Elif Alofim. But imagine a person was in a class, you know, with Einstein, and he's giving a presentation on the board. Can't call it a smart board; they didn't have smart boards back then. And the person says, "You forgot to carry the one." It's a little like ridiculous, you know. The young student says, "You forgot to carry the one." What does that mean? Lahavdil. Here, a person is coming to add to Ma'aseh Bereishis. But it's much more than that. It's much more than just adding to Ma'aseh Bereishis. He says like this: V'haminim bebali chayim lo yelidu min mishein minoy, v'gam hakroivim beteva sheyuldu mihem kegoyin haprodim, the mules, yikoris zarom kihem lo yelidu. The mules are infertile; they cannot reproduce. V'nei mitzad shnei advarim ha'ela pulus harakava b'minim dover nimos ubotol. That's the basic understanding why it is disgusted in the eyes of Hashem. Began at smachim, so too by the vegetation. Asher yisrachvu min mishen minoy ein parim sameach acharikain. If you make a hybrid of these type of things, it won't reproduce. Also, if you be surim yisurim shnei taimim haniskarim. Besides what the Ramban said so far, the Ramban adds another point. The Ramban tells us that for every single blade of grass, we know the Medrash says that there's a malach which corresponds, there's an angel which corresponds to every single blade of grass. And that blade of grass is the one which is in charge and says, Gadel, grow. You grow. When a person starts flipping and switching things around, as a mushel, you know, you see those big boxes sometimes of the circuit breakers, that sometimes they have the opening, you see wires flying everywhere. To me, it looks like it's impossible. How can anybody know what's going on? You see wires, anybody know what I'm talking about? Right? You know, those in front of the building sometimes, you're right? Imagine the person comes along and the one who's working is turns around. You take out those plugs and you re-plug them in different places. You're redirecting wires that don't go in the right places. That's what Kalayim is about. But he's doing that in the spiritual worlds. Everything is connected in the right place. And the Ramban is telling us in the next piece, which you're not going to see inside together, that when a person starts mixing and matching incorrectly, he's messing up the spiritual worlds. The wires are being plugged into the wrong places. Everything has its right spot. What's being the outcome of such a thing is a kilkul, is a destruction, not just of the physical, where this mule cannot reproduce, but in the spiritual as well. Let's go back to our original question and share with you a few more points. We started off over here with some mitzvahs ben onam l'chaveiro. V'ahavta kamocha. Love the next person like yourself. Then we come to the mitzvah of kelaim. The Torah introduces the mitzvah of kelaim with the fact that it's a chayk. What is a chayk? A chayk is a mitzvah which we don't understand. Why is the Torah telling us v'atarecha kamoicha? Why should I not love my friend like myself? Why should I be upset at him? Why is someone upset at someone else? You know why? Not because he took his parking spot and lived in Brooklyn. Put that aside. He thinks one way and I think a different way. That's the starting point. The mindset of people, we think differently. And when a person's mindset, when he thinks differently, it can produce, a sinner. It can produce a hatred. The Torah is telling us, "V'haftarecha kamaicha, loisisa lav chait when you give teichacha, loisedach rachal b'amecha." Don't be a talebearer. Why should I go say what he said, what he did? Because I don't agree to what he said. I don't agree to what he said things. I don't agree to what he's doing. Comes along the mitzvah of kelaim in the middle of these parashas of the psukim, ben adam l'chaveiro, and it says, you know what? There's something called kelaim. What's the reason for it? It's a chayk. Well, we gave some explanations, and the Ramban just explained to us and told us a little depth to it, that we're messing up with the wires up in Shemayim. At the end of the day, it's a chayk. Just like we can't understand Kalayim, we can't understand each person thinks his own way. And we have to respect the way a person thinks. I don't have to agree. But to come to a point, to a sinner, to a hatred. Don't hate him in your heart. There's one place where sin is reserved for. And unfortunately, in the society that we live in, we say twice a day the Raisa, and then we also say by Krishma, we say Vahafta Hashem Kecha. I love Hashem. And somebody says, would you like some? Oh, I love ice cream. Would you like ice cream? I love ice cream. So I love my Hashem. I love God. Chocolate or vanilla, which one? I love it. Then when it comes to, we have another mitzvah in the Torah, of Mechiyas HaMalek. to destroy a Moloch. When it comes to destroy a Moloch, only by a Moloch are we to have a sinner, a hatred. A Moloch represents Suffolk. The Gematria of a Moloch is Suffolk. A Moloch represents Suffolk. What does a Moloch represent in this world? A Moloch is saying, you, Hashem, are not here. There's doubt. There's no one mashkiach over this world. No one's running this world. The Torah is telling us we have to eradicate that concept from this world. That's the antithesis of Hashem. That's what a Moloch represents. So a person will come to a food. Oh, I hate that food. So he's quick to say the word hate. Sometimes we say love. I love the food. I hate the food. So the same love that he loves the food, he also loves Hashem. And the same hate that he hates the food, he hates a Moloch. There's something wrong with what's going on over here. Eschu koisai tishmairu, the Pasuk says we have to guard Hashem's chukim. That when it comes to the mitzvah kalayim, we don't understand it. And when it comes to other people's approach, we might not understand either. Is it appropriate to hate them because of that? To build a sinner? That's what the Torah is telling us about haftarecha kamaicha. You don't understand his ways of life. Now, we're not talking about a person who's a lahachis to do averus and things like this. We're not talking about that. And in fact, in the Sefer Tamidas, he tells us like this. He asked the same question I was asking earlier, and I was happy to see he asked the same question. What's the connection? He says, Samech iser kelayim lemitzvah of havas abriyos. What's the connection? Why is there the mitzvah of kelayim right next to the mitzvah of loving our fellow Jews? Lirmoiz, to come to teach us, to hint to us. Shalom nitztavinu lehoiv hazulas. We are commanded to love the next person. And this brings to a complete achlus, a unity. We have to love other people. However, don't make a mistake. But we should not come to a situation to combine a tzaddik with the rasha. We're not discussing by the lulav, the beautiful vort. That's not our point over here. Why? Because that's kelayim. The tzaddik in the Rosh is kelayim. Shegdoyle sakonos ha'ashpo shel ha'Rosh al ha'tzaddik, because the influence that the Rosh can have on the tzaddik is too negative that we don't want to mix those two together. Va'oz ichud harav ha'toyiv hu kelayim va'asar. That connection of the ra and the toiv is forbidden. The Shlach HaKadosh, with this we're concluding, the Shlach HaKadosh tells us V'yesh ba'aseres dibrois, we're approaching Shavuos, Tov reish yud gimel oisiyos. In aseres ha'dibrois we have 613 oisiyos. Letters. Ad asher l'riyacha. Up until Ariyacha. V'after l'riyacha kamaicha. Ani Hashem, says Hashem. Va'haftarecha is the regal, is the foot, is the basis for all the whole entire Torah. As we know that the convert went to Hillel and said, teach me kol ha'Torah kulo. The person wanted to become a geyer, but regal, you know, regal of one foot. Teach him everything. What did Hillel say back to him? What you don't like, don't do to your friend. And the rest is Pirusha Torah. What I want to explain over here, the Oisiyos of Satan, of rather Shatan is referring to the Satan. Satan Ois, says the Shlach HaKadosh. What does that mean? Because by Shatan is we don't understand what's going on. You tell me that's a wish shot in this. What's the problem? At the end of the day, the bottom line is the mitzvah of Shana is being mixed up here with the other mitzvahs of Bein Adam Chaveiro is coming to tell me and remind me how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Everything boils down to the mitzvah that the Navi Habakkuk tells us at the end of Maseches Makos, Tzadik be'emunoso yichya. Tzadik will live with emuna. I don't understand the Shadnis. I don't understand why my friend acts that way. You know what? That's his mindset. The Torah tells us we still have to love him. Now, once again, I want to emphasize, we're not talking about when people do things shloike neged halacha. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a person that he has his view. From those viewpoints, that's when people start to make their own mindsets. Oh, this person, look what he did, look what he did. And that perhaps is the understanding of why this pasuk of Shanis is specifically in mixed up with the other mitzvahs of Beinonu Chaveiro, to come to strengthen our emunah in Hashem. He has his viewpoint. Have that derech eretz. Understand it. He's entitled to that viewpoint. Just like I don't understand Hashem's mitzvahs of Shanis, I don't understand his viewpoint. He's entitled to his understanding. That doesn't mean I'm entitled to hate him. Just conclude with a short story where there's the time during the Mir Yeshiva when they were in Europe and running away from the Nazis. There's a Yom Kippur and there was a Bachar who was wearing his Yontif clothing, and he did something a little interesting. He went and he changed his clothing and put on his weekday clothing. After Yom Kippur, someone approached him and said to him, "What's going on? You had a nice suit before. What did you put on your weekday clothing for?" So he said that he was davening and he saw his tefillah wasn't going anywhere. He just didn't feel right. He thought to himself, "You know what? That garment of clothing, the suit he was wearing, said maybe the shan is in it. And Shanis has that ability to prevent a person's tefillah." And it was checked and found that there was Shanis in that garment. And when he changed his garment back to his weekday clothing, he saw his tefillahs were makubal, he saw his tefillahs were going smoothly. It's another chizuk that Shanis has that ability, that potential to prevent one's tefillahs to go up to Shemaim. Who doesn't want his tefillahs to be heard by Hashem? Have a good Shabbos.